About a year and a half ago, the presiding judge of Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court called for a study and recommendations on how to reform the county's bail system. Now that report has been delivered. Jonathan Whitmer Rich of Cleveland State University's Marshall Law School led the drafting of the task force report. He says reasons ranging from improving efficiency in the justice system to lowering cost were drivers of the task force's work, but addressing the need to make the bail system as fair and equitable as possible was the number one goal.
There's been a nationwide movement toward reexamining how courts do bail and pretrial release. And a big concern is to make sure that people are not being unnecessarily detained pretrial simply because they're too poor to afford whatever bail that gets set for them.
Repeatedly throughout the report, there are references to assuring the fairness of the system. Would it be fair to say that that is perhaps the driving theme for the study?
So I think we found, in part through a partnership with the Pretrial Justice Institute, who did a study, that we do see people being detained in Cuyahoga County, even people who eventually get released with no bail, but they spend some time in jail before that happens, on average, not always, but on average. People who end up being detained for 2 weeks and eventually make bail. So these are people who the court system thinks it's safe to have out in the community, but they're spending this time in pretrial detention, and that's completely unnecessary. It costs a lot more money to, you know, keep the jails running, and it costs, obviously, the individual their liberty. They often lose their job. It causes all kinds of problems.
Were there some points, some particular ideas that really stood out in your study that are also highlights in your recommendations?
I think traditionally judges often also think about a defendant's dangerousness to the community when they're deciding how high to set the bail amount. And we certainly recognize that a defendant's dangerousness is a very important factor for a judge to consider. But money bail should not be used to try to address dangerousness, because money bail just depends on how much money the defendant has. Are they going to get out or not? If they're a danger to the community, there are other kinds of conditions of release that can help, you know, protect the community, like putting them on monitoring of some kind or giving them mental health or addiction services. And fundamentally, if someone is really a great danger to the community, the judge should just order them to be detained.
Cuyahoga County is unusual, is it not, among the large counties in Ohio in not having a coordinated system for bail and the like?
Correct. Certainly we looked at Columbus and Cincinnati and Akron, among other places. And all of those have, in one form or another, a more centralized process of booking defendants, having their initial bail hearing, giving them pretrial services, doing a quick assessment so that the judge has really good information to decide, can this person be released? Do they need to be on certain conditions? And make an appropriate judgment. And so we think that centralizing that is really, you know, a very significant and important improvement.
What comes next now that you've delivered the report and the recommendations? Where does it go?
First, all of the judges in Cuyahoga County, the municipal court judges and the common pleas court judges, have a responsibility now to decide how do we want to move forward. It's going to take a lot of coordination among those groups to really accomplish, get to a uniform and fair bail system all throughout the county. And secondly, the county executive. The report calls on the county to invest in a centralized pretrial services, which we think, based on what happened in Summit County, would really save the county money, but it requires an investment at the front end. You spend some money on pretrial services, providing early assessments, and what you save then is you have a lot less people sitting in jail unnecessarily.
That's Jonathan Whitmer Rich of Cleveland State University's Marshall Law School, the lead drafter of the Cuyahoga County Bail Task Force Report and Recommendations. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.